Now, the intersection of tech and education, the University of the People, claims to be the world's first tuition-free, nonprofit online university. It targets poor students around the globe who would otherwise not have access to higher education. Its founders say their mission is unlike any other in the fast-changing world of online schools. But its critics say the idea is flawed and question whether it's sustainable. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has our story.
Nailea Omaira Villanueva Sanchez, 22, lives on the edge of the Amazon rainforest in Tarapoto, northern Peru.
Lamentablemente, yo vivo acá en la selva. Donde yo vivo es selva. La universidad no me es accesible.
Where I live, there's only jungle, says Nailea. A university education is inaccessible. In more ways than one, Nailea is in a wheelchair, the result of a motorcycle accident that left her paralyzed from the waist down. During her recovery, while surfing the internet, Nailea came upon the University of the People's website and applied for admission. She had to verify she was 18 years old, had finished high school, and knew English. She paid no tuition, no book cost, just a one-time $35 application fee. The business administration courses she signed up for were free. Of course, you see free, and right away you're suspicious, says Nailea. But after reading the university's mission statement, she understood why it was free. She says it's for people like her who don't have the opportunity or the money to attend college. That's the goal, says Shaira Sheff, founder of the University of the People.
Hey, you've made it all the way.
Rashef runs the University of the People with just two people. There's no campus, no visitor center, or even a sign over the tiny office it rents in a downtown high-rise in Pasadena, California.
And what you see is actually two rooms together, because we own only half of this room.
Rashef, a short, tanned, middle-aged man, founded the school in 2009 after making millions from several for-profit online education ventures in the U.S., Europe, and the Middle East. He says he realized just how inaccessible higher education is for most people around the world.
Listen, everyone should be educated. I care about the people who don't have the right for education right now, and they should have the right.
Rashef says basing the University of the People in the U.S. was a no-brainer.
Because students from all over the world want an American degree. They want to study and they want to find a job and they want their degree to be recognized.
1,300 students from 129 countries are enrolled in the University of the People, mostly from Nigeria, Indonesia, Haiti, and the U.S. Some work out of internet cafes. They download lessons on a thumb drive and take it home to work on. In Amman, Jordan, 33-year-old Ali Patrick Emaid usually logs on at work late at night.
Sometimes I take an assignment, read it 4, 5, 10 times, and can't realize what exactly the instructor is talking about.
Ali has struggled a bit with English in his business administration courses, but he says his teachers, all retired professors from U.S. institutions, have been patient. There are lots of reading assignments and transcribed lectures to pore over, often followed by lengthy online discussions with classmates from around the world. But if students are paying little or nothing for all this, can the University of the People grow and survive? The answer in the short term is no. So starting next month, new students will start paying a $100 fee for every final exam. Even the school's most avid supporters, however, worry about the school's growing operating expenses.
I have a bunch of concerns that I think we're all still trying to figure out.
Dalton Conley is former dean of social sciences at New York University. NYU, Yale, and Hewlett-Packard are partnering with the University of the People. Conley is on loan to help expand course offerings. Thus far, the university offers only 2- and 4-year degrees in business administration and computer sciences. An open-source consortium provides instructional materials for free on the internet. Still, fulfilling the University of the People's lofty mission is not cheap, says Conley.
How are we going to make this work while keeping it tuition-free and not having other onerous fees or anything that would at all restrict access to the world's poorest of the poor, yet at the same time keep an organization growing? Shai once put it, we're not the future of higher education, we're the last resort.
I think the concept of the University of the People is a nice idea. I think it's a bit half-baked at this point.
Philip Altbach, head of the Center for International Higher Education at Boston College, has his doubts.
The American higher education model has a great reputation, but not all institutions live up to it. Some of them online and some of them mucked up with scandals in recent days. How, for example, will you figure out that the admirable woman in Peru is taking the test herself?
Until somebody solves that problem, says Altbach, the credibility of the online degree is suspect.
Many people are still skeptical. It's true.
Shai Reshef insists the reason the University of the People will survive is because the demand for a college education at little or no cost is so great.
We're building a model. If we can do it, they can do it for sure. So we're showing that it is possible.
And that, says Reshef, is why soon all of higher education will be watching. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic cloud backup with anytime, anywhere access for individuals and small businesses. Details at carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.